You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is MLB.com Extras, Detroit Tigers edition. I'm Anthony Kasprintz, and we're here at the end of spring training camp, finally ready to start the 2015 season. And it's a big one for a Tigers team with still a lot of star talent, also a team in transition, trying to break in some young guys at the big league level and just trying to stay afloat in the top of a really tough division. So let's bring in Jason Beck, as we do every week. And Beck, you know, some people are pointing the Tigers as, are they getting too old to contend, to hold up over the course of a full year? Other people, myself included, I would have to say I still think they're the favorite in this division. I still think they're pretty strong in the starting department, maybe not at the elite level they once were, but I think that middle of the order is such a separator for them. Where do you stand as far as the state of this club here as we're at the end of camp?
Well, you know, it's a team that's undergone a lot of change, you know, in certain areas. You know, I think the rotation not nearly the strength, the overwhelming strength that it once was, but I think it's still an effective rotation. I think the top of the rotation is still very, very good and can match up with, you know, really anybody else in the division if not outpitching. You know, notably if Verlander can get back to an effective form, if not dominant. But yeah, they, you know, putting Cabrera and Victor Martinez there in the middle, you know, and getting some sort of repeat out of J.D. Martinez, I think is a separator for these guys.
Who's the guy you're most curious about on this roster, whether it be in the rotation, bullpen, or lineup? Who's the guy you're really curious to see which direction he goes this year?
I think two guys. I think offensively, Anthony Gosch is a guy who could be a real X factor for this team. You know, if he can, the more he gets on base, the more that speed becomes a factor. It was one thing when they had Roger Davis there in the order, and he got off to a strong start and really helped these guys through some tough times. But with Ghost, I think it's, you know, that speed has a chance to be even more of a factor. You're talking about a young guy on the upswing, a guy who stabilizes center field defensively and also has a chance to, if he can finally make that turn and become a major league hitter, has a chance to be a real weapon for these guys and kind of extend that speed factor that we started to see glimpses of, you know, last season with, you know, with Roger Davis and Ian Kinsler. And then the other guy for me is Bruce Rondon. I think if Rondon returns to an effective form, I think it makes a huge difference for this bullpen. And I think it solves a lot of issues for them, even with, you know, some of the other guys who have been up and down, you know, over the course of the last year or so. Just being able, you know, he's their Kelvin Herrera. He's their guy who they can bring in strikeout situations and count on strikeouts and count on him being able to overpower a good number of major league hitters if the fastball is anywhere near what it was, even if it's not, you know, 102 or 103, even if it's at, you know, 98 or 99, it's a good fastball. And if he can mix it in, you know, with a slider and a changeup, you know, that's, he can have the impact that Joel Amaya did for these guys back in 06 and 07.
Yeah, he's very big for them. We know the bullpen struggles last year. We know how volatile bullpens are. The Tigers have a lot of the same pieces in that back end that they had last year, but Rondon is a guy who can take them to another level, perhaps. So, I'm most curious about Justin Verlander, just seeing as he refines, you know, his pitch selection and kind of changes course here as, you know, as he reaches a new stage in his career. With all the innings he's accrued and the struggles he's had the last couple of years. Curious to see if he can show some improvement this year. But, Beck, we're going to play over-under with all the beat writers on this week's AL Central podcast and have some fun here with you. Let's see. Miguel Cabrera has a 960 career OPS. We know he battled the ankle situation last year. He presumably recovered from that, ready to get back to his old swing. Do you think he will be over or under his 960 career OPS in 2015?
Man, that's a good number. I guess he's got a chance to be over it. I'm not thoroughly convinced of it because even if he's completely healthy, I wonder if that power is going to be quite the same.
Yeah.
And just given that he wasn't able to do a whole lot of off-season work with the lower body, he's going to have to get his legs back under him. He might be kind of more like last year where, you know, that bat's there, but it's more doubles power than home runs. I'm not sure of it, but I just, you know, get that suspicion that that's possible just given the potential limitations there. So, but I'll still go over because I think, well, if he can get the batting average up, I think that would make up for a lot. And the fact that, you know, he could still get pitched around a decent amount and get that on base percentage up to counter any drop in the slugging.
Yeah, for Miggy, the big question might be power. For Yoenis Cespedes, the question might be on-base percentage. If you can prove that, use the whole field as the Tigers want him to do. Cespedes has been in the big leagues 3 years now. The last two, he has not exceeded an 800 OPS. So I'm going to put you on the spot here. Back 800 OPS for Yoenis Cespedes, over or under?
I think over, but not for the reasons you would suspect. I think he's another guy where I don't know if the power is going to carry him over 800, but I think the potential for him to slash the gaps for doubles and triples could make a big difference in his game. He's been moving around awfully well, even despite some nagging injuries. And if he can stay healthy and kind of keep that speed factor in play, I think he's got a chance to, you know, really get a boost on extra base hits other than home runs. And I think, you know, if he ever gets a shot to bat in front of Cabrera, I think he could really, you know, ignite this offense. I think he could ignite his own offense that way. I don't think it's going to happen right away, but I think it's an option if they need a spark. If you put him in a situation like that where you know he's going to get strikes, and you know he's going to get hittable pitches if he waits it out. You know, I think that can make a world of difference for him.
We mentioned Verlander a minute ago. You know, maybe this is setting the bar low. I don't know, but 4.00 ERA. I think if he was below that, Tigers would be pretty pleased. It would be a pretty substantial jump from last season. Do you think he is over or under 4.00?
Wow. What was he at last year? He's somewhere in, like, the mid-fours, right?
Mid-fours, yeah.
Wow. I think he's got a chance to sneak under it. I don't know if he's going to get under it by a huge margin. You know, I'm not expecting, like, a return to the dominant guy, but I think he has a chance to, you know, get a return to, you know, the effective Justin Verlander, maybe more like the 2013 dude. You know, strikeout rate, you know, probably won't be there unless, you know, he gets more deceptive with the secondary stuff. But I think he still has a chance to eat innings, you know, get a decent share of quality starts. The question for him is, can he avoid those disastrous starts that really elevated that ERA last year? I think if they can get a lot of outings where it's like 6 or 7 innings, 3 runs allowed, I think they'd be pretty pleased. You know, maybe even going a little bit over 7. You know he's got a chance to get the innings because he's just a workhorse like that. You know, you just got to do some damage control there. And I think you can do enough of that to sneak in under 4.
All right, Beck. And looking in the big picture, I'll be curious to see how many wins it takes to win this division this year. As improved as it is, and as much as these teams could beat up on each other, and that's kind of the general sense of the game, is if you get in the high 80s and wins, you're in a pretty good spot. But setting the bar at 88 wins for the Tigers, do you think they're over or under 88?
I think they're under 88. I think this division, top to bottom, is too tough. I think people are underestimating the impact that the Twins can have on this race. And I think just given the unbalanced schedule, it's going to be tough for a lot of teams. I don't think anybody in this division wins 90 games. I really don't.
You could be right. It's definitely much improved, and Tigers have their work cut out for them as they try to win another division title in a very tough division. And Jason Beck is all over it as the 2015 season evolves. I want to thank him for joining us. Please check out his work at Tigers.com. And thank you all for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras, Detroit Tigers edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night on every device. Visit MLB.tv for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.